You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Johnson's feeling a little bit ill today, so we're talking with Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief Tiff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning to you. We had a incident that was very highly shared on social media over the weekend in the unincorporated Gulf Breeze area involving animal cruelty. Is that right?
Yeah, there was a call came in to animal control with some video included in it that showed a lady and a man that were beating the dog, two dogs. So animal control reached out to us. We reviewed the incident, reviewed the videos, and we did warrants on the two individuals based off the video evidence that there was actual abuse of a dog. Two dogs that occurred. So warrant was done. They were booked in the Santa Rosa County Jail and then bonded out later that evening.
Mm. Well, you know, you guys have to deal with all kinds of horrible things. You know, you have to deal with children a lot. You have to deal with, you know, spousal, you know, and, you know, domestic stuff. And animals are just, you know, it's hard to take. It's hard to see, right?
It is. That video is very disturbing. We deputy moved forward with the warrants and put them in jail, and they were turned over to the state attorney's office for prosecution.
There was also a story out of Okaloosa County. I don't know that it directly affects Santa Rosa, but, you know, we see these threats posted against schools and, you know, a pretty thorough, swift action usually is taken about these things. But did this, you know, this have anything to do with us?
Well, originally it didn't. The threats came in about Okaloosa County. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office investigated that, and they ended up arresting one individual. They continue. This social media with these kids in schools is like the devil. I mean, they just to try to get attention, and 95% of the time it's just threats. But we take them very serious. The school board takes them very serious. And they later on in the evening yesterday, there was threats made on two of our south end schools, and now one has come in on our north end school. So it's kind of continuing. We've got an investigator assigned to this. Our supervisor over the SROs is involved in investigating it, and we're doing everything we can to determine who posted these, who made the threats, and when they do, there will be charges forthcoming on those kids, because this disrupts all of it. It worries parents.
Yep.
It worries kids. They're scared to send their kids to school if it's real. This is a big disruption for our school system, and so we intend to investigate this to the very end and try to find out who's responsible and put some charges on them.
Well, and it's also, I mean, you know, you kind of hinted at it, but it's got to be sort of psychologically frustrating to have to treat this every time as if it's real, knowing, you know, you're rational beings, knowing in the back of your mind or the front that, you know, 98% chance this is fake, but you can't ever not treat it like it might be real, right?
That's right. And we've got extra staffing at all these schools that have been threatened. We take them very serious and we treat them like they're real. Until we can eliminate that they're not real. And that takes extra staffing, resources. It costs a lot of money putting extra deputies in these schools and the school board putting extra guardians in the schools. So it's a strain. And then the strain on the kids worried about it. They think it's true. Parents, they're cautious. You know, they don't want to send their kids to school. That disrupts the school as a whole. So it's a very serious incident when this occurs, and we take it very serious.
You know, I know you're not saying this, but I'm going to say it, and then you can say whatever you want to say. I'm almost to the point where pretty much we ought to just make it so you have to be 18 to operate social media. Like, you know, we don't let you drive a car until you're licensed. We don't let you purchase a gun until you're a certain age. You know, we have all kinds of rules about age. And I'm just not sure. Well, no, I am sure that 16-year-olds shouldn't own their own TV stations. They shouldn't own their own newspapers. They shouldn't own their own radio stations. You know, the occasional 16-year-old might be up to the task, maybe, but, you know, one in a million. And if we just made it so that, like, if we just made it illegal for them to have social media, it seems like the world would be a lot better place for them and for us, too.
There'd probably be a lot less hate on social media. And, you know, this all comes back. We've tried to educate. This comes back to parental supervision of yep. social media and kids. And we stress that all the time. We go to different places and we talk about it. It's about monitoring what your kids are doing. Because the end result, this kid, when we find out who it is, this is going to cost the parents some money.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot easier to monitor their social media and have discussions with their kids to stop this kind of thing, and it's not funny, rather than pay the money that they're going to have to pay for the charges that we bring on them.
No, that's a good point. We're talking to Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, the San Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, hang on for just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash in Roblox, Michigan Avenue at Clifton Avenue. Michigan is backed up from Clifton to W Street. Also have a vehicle crash Gulf Beach Highway at Patton Drive. I'm PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Chief Tiff, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Randy Tiff. Chief, there's an article out in the PNJ this morning about budget. I know you had there was kind of a tense meeting the last time around for the budget with the Santa Rosa County Commissioners. Where are you guys at? Are you giving a raise to everybody, giving a raise to some? Apparently the constitutionals are not happy that they're holding the line on budgets and you guys are increasing. I think you could make the case that, unless I'm mistaken about it, you know, they're still getting their money, but you guys have had to, you know, lose money for going to the MSTU, and some of the cities which have opted either to partially or not at all participate, like, that's actually cost you guys in some sense revenue. But you tell me, where are you guys actually at?
Well, we've submitted our budget. We did stay with what all the constitutional officers and the county did. I met with county staff about our budget, met with the constitutional officers about our budget. None of our civilian staff right now are getting an increase. The only ones that are getting an increase is our sworn staff, our deputies. So, and we have to do that to stay competitive. I mean, we're fighting three prisons in our areas trying to hire detention deputies. We're Okaloosa, Walton, Escambia, all of them, the police departments. We have to stay competitive to hire the best deputies we possibly can in Santa Rosa County. And that's important to us to make sure we're putting the right people on the streets for public safety. And we're blessed. We have the support of our community. These budget discussions are very tough. They're hard. That MSTU money does cover those raises for the sworn staff. And so we're still in negotiations with the county. Our budget has not been approved, but we are staying with all the constitutional officers that no civilian staff got a raise. Also in there, that article, it talked about the $1 million we're giving back. I just want to explain where that's coming from. We cut some things out of this year's budget. Right now, last month, we stopped spending. We canceled some purchase orders that were for IT equipment and some necessary equipment that we needed to make sure we could give additional money back. Every year we give money back, and that comes from our vacancies that we have throughout the year. It costs us a lot, especially with sworn vacancies, because FRS rates are so high. That's something that the rest of the county and the constitutional officers don't have to fight, is the high FRS rates for high-risk deputies. So we end up with a lot of money at the end of the year. We budget for filling all our positions, but when we don't, we turn around and give that money back. We also were blessed this year to get some federal grants and some state grants that allowed us not to spend taxpayers' dollars, but spend that grant money
right,
so that we could offset what our budget was and give back to the county as much as we possibly could. We gave almost $5 million back last year because we were able to save from grants and from vacancies, and we do that every year. We try to be the very best we can of taxpayers' dollars, and if we don't need it, we do not spend it, and we turn around and give it right back to the county.
Chief Deputy Randy Tiff, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, will look forward to, you know, final budget conversations and all of that coming up soon. As always, thank you so much for which. And by the way, I think I might have analyzed the shift from property tax to MSTU inaccurately a second ago, even as I was saying, like, I'm not sure I'm saying that quite the right way. So I apologize for that. But Chief Tiff, thank you for being available this morning. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care, Andrew.
You bet. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance exists to deliver measurable results for Escambia County. Our focus is simple: growing local businesses and attracting new ones that create jobs, increase wages, and bring private investment to our community. Every project is evaluated on its ROI to taxpayers. Florida West works to ensure Escambia County remains competitive for high-value employers today and for decades to come. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Even the mere mention of the word is sufficient to induce panic.
Tomato.
Collective Soul, by the way, and PJ, I'm testing your knowledge of awesome cult movies now. Do you know what the first clip was from?
Tomato.
No, I can't say that I do.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, one of the greatest tiny budget cult classic horror comedies ever. The best scene in that movie is that the two guys go undercover to infiltrate the tomato army. Mm-hmm. So they dress up as tomatoes and they're all around the campfire and the tomatoes are eating hot dogs, and they're eating hot dogs, and, you know, they've got the hot dogs, and, you know, how a tomato eats a hot dog, who knows? But, you know, and the guy turns to the other guy and says, "Hey, man, pass the ketchup." You never.
Good job.
Think it through. All right, so 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, deadly flash flooding hit parts of the Grand Canyon over the weekend. One person's dead. About 15 people are unaccounted for after waters destroyed footbridges and forced the evacuation of hikers and campers. Officials do say the flooding damaged a key water pipeline that serves tourists there. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are heating up again. Iran launched retaliatory strikes at American forces on Sunday after the U.S. targeted suspected Iranian rocket launchers. And it's day two of the U.S. Open tennis tournament. Two big names have already been eliminated. Novak
Djokovic,
thank you very much, lost in a five-set, four-and-a-half-hour match to Mario Navoni.
But he's injured or, you know, has some illness. So it's, I mean,
right.
It's Novak Djokovic. He's one of the greatest players of all time. But anyway, go ahead.
And Venus Williams lost to Sophia Kenin in a match that ended, it says about 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
were
okay.
They playing that that early this morning? That's
in the U.S. Open.
That's what it says. Good I don't
Lord.
Know.
Okay, yeah, I didn't. Haven't been following. I wasn't watching that one live or anything. So fair enough.
The late night tennis crowd gets pretty rowdy, you know. So that would have been a fun one.
I'm not sure they're watching that in what we'll describe as an unassisted way. There might be some enhancements to that viewing experience. All right, David, thanks so much. What is he talking about? I don't know. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash near Warrington Road and Jackson Street. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash Bellevue Avenue at Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Okay, so I'm about to tell you my favorite story of the day, but you have to keep in mind that I'm basically a 13-year-old inside. So this has got to be the most entertaining thing that I have seen in the internet in a while. It comes from a teacher who has announced in Georgia, Sydney Browning, let's see her name, Candy Sydney Browning, a second grade teacher in Atlanta, has instituted a policy in her classroom, her second grade classroom, to deal with a problem that comes up for second graders.
This is our fart corner.
You heard it right. The fart corner. What she calls the gas station. Now you got to help me. Text me the better names, okay? 437-1620. It's exactly what you think it is. Except that it's not a punishment. It's a permission. It's a, hey, instead of sitting at your desk and being embarrassed about your natural bodily functions, just go take a quick trip to the gas station. No permission necessary.
This is our fart corner. If you need to fart, simply come over here, fart, take about 10 seconds, get your little spray going on, go sit down. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. Nobody's worried about it.
Oh, people will pay attention. I care. But it's probably funny like the first, I don't know, 1,000 times. And then after that. But you, come on. You're going to have kids over in the corner farting and you think it's not going to turn into entertainment?
I'm good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
Watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot.
Moron.
Scab eater.
Butt sniffer.
Puss licker.
Fart smeller.
I mean, kids are going to be kids, but I love it. The gas station, the fart corner, which at first when I first read the story, my first impulse was, is this a punishment? You know, is she sending people to the fart corner like to take in what's already been done there? No, it's just instead of having to go to the actual bathroom, you just go over there. And somebody online, the criticism, some people think it's beautiful. Some people think it's a terrible idea because, you know, who wants to be embarrassed to go fart in public in the corner? And I'm thinking, well, you know, if little Jimmy, it's going to be girls mostly who don't want to do it. The boys are going to love this. They're going to do it, of course. And the girls might want to not have that, but okay. So they can just sit at their desk and do what they've always done, which is hide it and pretend that didn't happen, right? But, you know, for the boys, you got to figure.
Gee, how about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough.
Depends what the lunch room is serving that day. No, come on. Don't tell me that's not the best story of the day. The fart corner. PJ, would you?
I love it.
I love it, too. Oh, my God. We would. Somebody says, yep, Andrew wants the station to assign a fart corner. Somebody says the flatutorium. All right, that's a suggestion. The kids already know who farted. And somebody, same person said, call it the Rootin' Tootin' Corner. I like that. That's funny. So my boss, Dave Hoxing, his lifelong dream was to own a news radio station. And there's a part of him that's dying, in a bad way right now because he made all this happen. But I just thought, she went on TikTok. She told people. And now they don't have to wait for permission. They don't have to raise their hand. They don't have to disrupt class. They just go, as you heard her say, just do your stuff. Take 10 seconds. and be done with it. Oh, my God. 437-1620. You can't make it up. Life is entertaining. What else do we have going on? I don't have time to do that. I don't know what to make of the Venezuela oil deal. I think largely because we're not really sure what's in it. The critics of Delcy Rodriguez, of the president, they are saying that it's basically America pillaging and ravaging and taking all of their wealth, which they do have a lot of oil. Like, I think the most proven reserves of any country in the world, maybe behind U.S., Russia, I'm not sure, but, a lot, okay, an enormous amount, but they can't get it out, not effectively. So somehow or other, the United States is apparently going to get a substantial chunk of this oil. It seems like it's good for them and it's good for us. So, the critics, down there don't like it because they feel like America's taking advantage. But again, as long as we're not just taking it and paying for it, then okay. But like I said, good for them, good for us.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. We're going to hit them hard after Iran launched 8 missiles at U.S. troops in Jordan.
President Trump told Fox News the United States will respond to the Iranian attack on U.S. forces overnight in Jordan. The president said, we're going to hit them hard. There will be a response. He indicated that all of the missiles, except one, were intercepted by U.S. air defense systems.
Fox's Trey Ying says the other was a miss after the U.S. struck Iran missile batteries preparing to launch new sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz. The Lindsay Clancy jury back to deliberate after a weekend at home, whether she's guilty of killing her 3 children. A flash flood in Grand Canyon's Bright Angel Canyon. 15 hikers missing, 1 dead. Chopper pilots and crews rescue 60 more. With park hotels closed, its water pipeline knocked out. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 76 degrees. We've got sunny skies this morning, and we'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a couple of minutes. An investigation underway today after a possible domestic violence-related shooting. Officials say that call came in early this morning around 3 a.m. near Pine Forest Road and Mandeville Lane. Investigators are currently conducting interviews. No details on what led to the shooting or the victim's condition have been released as of yet. A pedestrian is critically injured after being hit in a crosswalk Saturday in Escambia County. The driver reportedly fled the scene. Troopers say a red SUV struck the pedestrian as he was crossing North W near Fairfield Drive. The driver was identified as a 27-year-old Pensacola woman. She was not injured. Troopers do say criminal charges in that case are pending. A Century teenager will be tried as an adult for a deadly shooting at Showalter Park. 16-year-old Kayunta Ewing appeared in court last Friday. A judge formally transferred the case to adult court. He's accused of killing Adarius Deshaun Odom in the shooting about 3 weeks ago and is claiming self-defense. Ewing remains in custody without bond and is due back in court next week. A jury found former Pensacola contractor Jesse Lacoste guilty of racketeering and fraud. Lacoste is accused of taking payment for construction work, then never finishing the jobs. Dozens of victims, including Transformation Church, trusted Lacoste to fix up their properties.
At the end of the day, even if I wanted him to continue the work, he lost his license. He can't do the work. So where's our money? Because no work was ever done.
And that is Pastor Justin Oswald speaking with Channel 3. Lacoste is already serving a 10-year prison sentence from a separate conviction in 2025. He faces potentially up to 60 more years when he's sentenced. A teenage girl's been arrested in Okaloosa County after investigators traced a threatening social media post referencing Pryor and Bruner middle schools there. Deputies say the teen did not appear to have access to weapons. The threat was deemed not credible. School resource officers, patrol deputies, and investigators worked together to identify that suspect behind the TikTok post. The sheriff's office says they'll continue investigating any threats made against schools. Now, hunters and campers can save on gear starting tomorrow. The state of Florida kicking off a four-month sales tax holiday on camping, fishing, and hunting supplies. That'll run through the end of the year. State officials say a similar holiday last year saved shoppers nearly $45 million. And NASA's launched the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. It was launched from the Kennedy Space Center aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. The mission aims to help astronomers study dark matter, dark energy, and planets outside the solar system. NASA says it'll provide a new atlas of the universe. The first images from Roman are expected next year. It is 8:35 here at News Radio, 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. There is a vehicle crash, Bellevue Avenue at Mobile Highway in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that one. Also, a vehicle crash, New Warrington Road right at Jackson. And a vehicle crash, Gulf Beach Highway, Patton Drive. No roadblock there, but it is backed up to Navy Boulevard. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a 30% chance of those pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Tuesday, 40% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Wednesday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 91 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from your First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 76 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now this hour. Markets at the opening bell are down today. The Dow is down a little over a half percent, 53,241.01. The S&P 500 down just under a half percent at 76,75.55. And the NASDAQ is down just under a half percent as well at 26,281.103. 10-year bond rate up slightly today, 4.756%. Gold prices are down 33.20 at $44.96.50. Silver down 37 cents at $66.62. Bitcoin today down just under $1,000. Trading right now at $77,883.22. Looking at those oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate is up 221 at $85.61 a barrel. Brent crude up to 40 at $90.50 per barrel. Checking those gas prices today from AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is up at $4.08. And looking at our local prices, Escambia County averaging right about $3.68 a gallon today. Santa Rosa averaging $3.72. Okaloosa County averaging $3.71. Well, gas prices are ticking back up ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend. On Friday, President Trump announced what he called the biggest oil deal in world history with Venezuela for more than 65 billion barrels of oil. The end of an era at Apple, as Tim Cook is stepping down as CEO this week. He'll be transitioning to the role of executive chairman on Tuesday. John Temis will take over as Apple's new CEO with plans to make sweeping changes to the management team. Temis previously oversaw Apple's design and hardware engineering. Cook had served as the head of Apple since 2011 when he took over for Steve Jobs. And two meal kit companies are getting hit with complaints and threats to cancel after customers said they received spoiled food or nearly empty boxes. Blue Apron and Marley's Spoon, popular delivery services that allow customers to select recipes in advance and send an insulated box with ingredients and instructions. Since the company's old supplier, Fresh Realm, filed for bankruptcy, The Wall Street Journal reports that their transition to a new system has been a bumpy ride, to say the least, with supply chain issues. And a new study showing that Americans are using less and less cash. The study from the Pew Research Center says 42% of U.S. adults say they never use cash for purchases, at least in a typical week. The survey found that only 12% said they only use cash for their typical weekly expenses. 8:39, your next news at 9 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can come out with your lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music and the sunset there on beautiful Pensacola Beach every Tuesday at 7. This week, it's Not Quite Fab. That's right, Northwest Florida's premier Beatles tribute band celebrating 25 years of performing your favorite Beatles songs live. Come out to the beach and dance to the Beatles. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing ABC at the Fish House, featuring Good Boy Vodka ready-to-drink cocktails, Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, Jazz at Jackson's with Ellen Vincent, Fall Harvest Dinner at Angelina's, and celebrate Thanksgiving with Great Southern, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Meg in mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, you do it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now of Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a simple one, and I would think the answer to this one is very easy, but I have learned from doing this frivolous discussion topic for quite some time now. Gosh, 5 years or so we've been doing this, maybe more. Let's see, I got to think. Six years we've been doing this. And, you know, so lots of conversation in the meantime. The purpose of this, by the way, is talk about things that aren't so much news topics but might be good, you know, hey, dinner table conversations or what they call water cooler conversations, you know, things you can ask somebody whenever you don't have anything else to ask them, icebreakers, whatever. So we always ask these weird questions, and here's the one for you today. Like I said, I think this is easy. But I have learned over the years that, you know, the thing you think is easy is not so easy. I discovered that PJ, you know, just throws out the yogurt on the lid. You know, you never know what people are going to say. They say all kinds of weird things. Okay, so first question of the day, only question of the day, 437-1620. When you're buying eggs, okay, you're at the store, you're buying eggs, you got a carton of eggs. Do you open the carton to check to be sure that the eggs are not in any way broken before you actually buy the carton of eggs? PJ?
Yes, I do.
All right. So that's first question. To me, I think that's an obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Like, you know, why wouldn't you? Because how many times have you ever bought eggs and they were cracked? Or you opened it and they were broken or cracked?
Enough times.
Enough that it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's kind of like how you don't just grab the fruit randomly off the top of the pile, you turn it over, and maybe if it's an apple, you press just to make sure it's not has a soft spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You check the can to make sure it doesn't have dents. Like, these are basic shopping essentials that you figure everybody practices, okay? If you want to disagree with me about any of those, feel free. But, you know, because from experience, you get home and dent, oh, dang, you know, or, you know, a bruised spot in the apple, oh, dang, or, oh, I didn't look at the eggs, okay? So what do you do if you find an egg in a carton? And let's imagine that it is cracked or broken, but not like, it's not a mess, you know, because broken could be there's yolk everywhere. And I would say that carton cannot be salvaged. But sometimes you find it where it's just, you know, it's cracked or broken and I don't want to buy that one. Do you go to another carton or do you swap it out? You know, because what happens a lot of times is there's kind of the reject carton starts to accumulate. You know, everybody's kind of putting their bad eggs in this one. Yeah. And then the store doesn't have to throw out a whole carton. They just have to throw out, or they don't have to throw out five cartons. They throw out just the one. You know what I mean? So do you rotate eggs into the other cartons or do you?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
No, there's one cracked. I just leave that one off to the side.
What if you get it? What if you open a second carton and it's got a cracked one in it?
That's never happened.
You must not shop for eggs very often.
More than you think, buddy.
I love the tone. So that's where I am is, you know, if like there's, I usually prefer to buy the 18. So if there's 17 good ones and a cracked one, and then the next carton I open has 17 good ones and a cracked one, well, I shovel two cracked ones into a single and I buy 18 good eggs. And then I start the community rejects pile.
But aren't you concerned the cracked one would just crumble and now you got a mess on your
hands?
I have
skill.
And you have a mess in the carton?
I have enough skill. I'm not worried about that. I have been wrong. I have gone to grab an egg out of, I think it was more at home than at the store, but where it was cracked and it had seeped and I didn't know and the yolk became the glue.
Mm.
And then you're like, oh, and you fully, it goes everywhere. That's the worst. 437-1620. What do you do with cracked eggs? Or do you even bother? Do you even bother checking? Maybe you don't even check them. That's fine. Feel free to weigh in. 437-1620. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash Gulf Beach Highway at Patton Drive. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
What was your phrase? I buy them more than you think, and then
more
bud.
Than you think, buddy.
Buddy.
Yes.
Buddy. Bless your heart. That's kind of the same thing. That's like a Midwesterner's bless your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds friendly, but it's not. It's almost a fight. it made me laugh so much. I love it. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. About 300 on the lot, 150 or so they sell every month, so new 150 every month. And that means that if they don't have what you want right now, they might get it soon. And honestly, they're more likely to get it soon if you tell them that's what you're looking for. Because, you know, they go looking for cars all the time. And they kind of have these ones they're looking for based on their inventory. But if you've told them, you know what I want? I want it in white. I want it this trim level. I want this many miles is kind of the price for the year I'm looking for. They go looking. And they'll call you. Hey, I found one. Is this sound like it might be of interest to you? And it doesn't mean you're locked in. It just means they're kind of like your concierge shopper. Okay? Now, obviously, you might find what you want on the lot, and it's going to be good quality cars. That, you know, the late model ones, they warranty all those to 100,000 miles or 10 years. They'll take care of you. I know they did for us. And, you know, good prices and wide selection. They try not to be annoying. You know how a lot of times you buy a car and it's an annoying process? They just try not to be that way. So they are there and trying to treat you well so you want to come back. Like, that's the idea. Multiple engagements as opposed to just the one time, you know, get as much from you as they possibly can. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years. They've been around. They will continue to be around. Right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the texts now, 437-1620. Do you inspect the eggs in the carton before you buy them? What do you do if you find one that's cracked? It's like if you find one cracked in this carton, probably not much to do about that. I often think that, you know, because whatever cracked one might crack others, and if you find a second one, I will swap them out to make the rejects pile over here and the regular pile over there. But I also feel like you're kind of, some people will leave the carton open for other consumers to see or for the staff to see. You know, I've seen that happen. I'm not sure I quite go, not sure if I've ever done it quite that way before. Anyway, 437-1620. All right, where am I at here? Somebody says, I would have to ask my wife. She does the shopping. Well done. Well done, Sean. I like that. Somebody says, if I'm broken, I move on to the next carton. Same here. Somebody says, I used to check eggs to make sure nothing was broken. Now I just take them from the chicken and don't have any issues. Oh, I like that. A different Sean. By the way, two Sean's listening this morning. I like that. I always open the carton to make sure that none are broken or cracked. I put it back and leave the top open. There you go. Also, if the price of the sizes are within 25 cents, get the larger size. Yeah, typically. It's weird because I always feel like I'm taking advantage. I'm in a good way. Like I'm getting an advantage, getting one over on the store if I can get the bigger eggs for cheaper. But I notice that in the recipe, I never use a different amount of eggs because they're larger or smaller. You just, it's the recipe calls for 3 eggs. It's not like I'm like, oh, this is 2 extra large ones. You know, it doesn't really work that way. I've never done it that way. Let's see, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I do have a question, though. What do you feel about cartons of eggs where they're shrink-wrapped in a multiple? Like, I know a BJ's will have 2, or Walmart has, like, 2, and they're the very, very durable plastic. You really can't break, but you're not supposed to anyway. And, you know, the 2-pack doesn't really get you much of a price savings at Walmart versus the single. I bought a 2-pack, and I feel very nervous. I feel very uncomfortable.
You haven't opened it yet?
No, I feel very like, oh, my God, it's the negative lottery. I'm going to get home, and there's going to be 14 broken eggs. And how would I know? Because they're wrapped in plastic. It's never happened, but I don't want to get burned that first time because I'll only have myself to blame. Let's see. Somebody says here, I recently was scolded at a public supermarket for taking eggs out of one and putting them in another carton. They said it mixes up the lot numbers. Come on. Now, I'm not scolding you. I'm scolding the employee. Come on. Okay, fine. In some really rare circumstance where it winds up being like salmonella, you know, comes from the eggs and they got to track back. But, I mean, you're trying to do them a favor and other people, I think. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about this. Feel free to tell me. It'd be, you know, second time this decade. Let's see. I do open the carton. It's only prudent. I simply go to another carton. It's seemingly faster. I like to open 3 or 4 cartons and grab all the big eggs and make my own big egg carton. Oh, man. I cannot endorse, but I cannot really criticize either. Somebody says, it's not my job to make the store more profitable. It's my job to get what I pay for. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Phyllis says, I not only look, I wiggle each one to make sure it's not stuck on the bottom. Oh, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, it can be a problem and you don't realize it. And there's, like, you go to grab an egg. The worst thing is when you go to grab an egg and you crack it and it's rotten. Oh, that's a mistake. It's on, because everything you put it in is done. You know, that's why some people like to do eggs first or do eggs in a separate container first when they break them. But also, when you go to grab an egg and, like, the egg breaks because it's attached to the carton. Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. I'm with you, Phyllis. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody says, yes, I look and go to the next carton. It's all good, buddy. Oh, somebody says there's a chart for egg sizes and recipes. Oh, interesting. Well, that's if you're using, I always figure if you're using fewer than 5. It doesn't matter. But if you're doing like a frittata with 8 eggs or something, I can see how that would be, you know, 10 of the smalls and 6 of the extra larges or whatever. Somebody says, I always open them. As long as the membrane is intact, it's good to go. The dogs get the surprise cracked eggs. All right, there you have it. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You never know what we're going to talk about. I'm Andrew McKay.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I dream I move. I dream I groove. Like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
If I could be like Mike.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, just a couple of grocery store folks have actually weighed in on the egg carton thing, which I think is interesting. Let me see what we got here. One person says, "Oh, sorry, not a grocery. This one's not a grocery. The other one was. Walmart has a team member that takes the open cartons and removes them. I asked why don't you just take from one and the other and make it a good one, since they say the cartons have a goodbye date, they can't mix them, just remove them all. Well, what if they have the same goodbye date? Also, that doesn't matter. Eggs stay good for a long time. Somebody says, Andrew, but I appreciate the note. That's interesting. Andrew, my store has a sign on the reefer door that states, please place cartons with broken eggs on the lower rack. There you go. All right. Very good. Somebody says, baking is the only time size of an egg doesn't matter. That's why Angel Food Cake Recipes usually use a measured amount of egg whites, like 3/4 of a cup. Oh, okay. Fair enough. I've never made Angel Food Cake, so I have not encountered that. Fair enough. 437-1620. 437-1620. Oh, I discovered something over the weekend. One of the things I love about this show, the freedom that I have, is I can cover teeny tiny little stories. Stories that aren't really worth doing a newspaper article on or even a feature on the TV on. Actually, it's one of the reasons I like having social media is because I can put stuff up there that, I know this is only going to matter to 10 people or 20 people, but it's kind of cool and, matters to them. And so my son and I went to play baseball yesterday and a little bit of soccer. God, the heat in the summer in Florida. Anyway, and baseball for us is hitting balls to each other and catching them and then throwing them around and, whatever. And we went to one of the local parks that I have always referred to as Confederate Park because it's on Confederate over there south of, good Lord, Burgess, where I live. Anyway, it's actually officially Oakfield Acres, apparently. But I have a note about the park that's kind of interesting. I'll tell you in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a brand new vehicle crash Pine Forest Road at Bush Street in Pensacola. No roadblock there. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, PJ. So Oakfield Acres, or what I always call Confederate Park, it's located at the most Civil War of all intersections in Pensacola because it's the intersection of Confederate and Gettysburg. So it's, Shiloh, Antietam are all kind of roads in that vicinity. Anyway, Oakfield Acres Park, it's a nice little park. It's got a play area and it's got a big open field that people, I assume, play a lot of soccer. And we use it to go hit baseballs at. But it's not a baseball diamond per se. It's just a little, community park with swings and stuff. They put in a sidewalk. They've really been building sidewalks a lot in the Oakfield area, which is, like on Sarah, which goes over to Brown Barge, and on Oakfield, which goes south of Burgess and bends over into Old Palafox, they're putting a lot of sidewalks in. I know they renovated the sidewalk on the north side there by West Florida High School, but they've put in it's not a walking path. It's not that width, that kind of asphalt 8-foot width. It's more of it's really a sidewalk all the way around the interior of the park, inside the little white metal pieces that are kind of like the perimeter fencing around it, and also put in parking spaces, which is, I'd never seen that before. It never had parking. You just parked on the street. And so there's like, I think, 4 basically parking spaces. And because the parking lot now connects to the ramp that goes up to the sidewalk, it's an ADA compliant facility, I would imagine. It doesn't have a specific handicap spot. I don't think you have to have one. There's only 4 spaces, but just a little thing. The county's doing to put in more sidewalks. There's a bunch of them going in around Brown Barge at the moment anyway. So kudos to the county and Joy Blackman, the engineer, for, just making a place more walkable and safer for the kids. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Callaway good thing, I heard the Mark Levin Camp and Russell talking about this the other day. I didn't know too much about it, but I watched the ad. If you're not familiar with this controversy, Good is some kind of a golf promotion. Outside my knowledge zone, okay? But they do specialty stuff for golf, and they made an ad that featured a player and a male player and a female player on the golf tour. And the premise of the ad, or the promotional piece, was that Good made this special Callaway driver, okay? And they wanted to make it seem like the Callaway driver was very desirable. And so what they did was they had the driver in the guy's bag, and the female player went to grab the driver like she was going to play with it, and
ah!
He tackles her.
Do not touch my new driver.
And is on top of her on the ground and says,
do not touch my new driver.
And then they go on and do some other things. And I didn't even understand the premise of later on. The pushback is, gosh, this looks an awful lot like violence against women. This looks an awful lot like domestic violence. This looks an awful lot like you're scolding a woman after you've knocked her to the ground for daring to touch your golf club. And you're standing over top of her, pinning her there and threatening her and menacing her. So Callaway has apologized and, you know, there's been all kinds of fallout from this, apparently. The premise of the ad was stupid because it's a woman. Had it been a guy, it could have been funny. Right? I mean, it could have been funny if he was tackling another guy. You start tackling a woman, it's not such a good look. But I will also say, worth mentioning, not to in any way defend the ad makers, it was stupid, but haven't the feminists been telling us for all these years that you should treat men and women the same? And haven't all the sports people been saying that men's and women's sports, you know, are all the same? But yet we want to treat it differently when a man, because if you did it to a man, you'd think it was funny, but if to a woman, it's different. And it is different. The point being, men and women are different. Men and women's sports are different. The ethics between the genders are different.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.